Hey, take your Bible tonight and go to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 1. And I want to share with you for a few moments. And then we're going to share together some testimonies for just a few moments tonight on some things been going on Sunday evenings within the body life of our church. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17. Paul is writing to his young protege, to young Timothy. He says, "Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Timothy, my child, I am giving you this instruction in keeping with the prophecies previously made about you, so that by them you may strongly engage in battle, having faith and a good conscience. Some have rejected these and have suffered the shipwreck of their faith." He goes on to say that Hymenaeus and Alexander are among them, and I have delivered them to Satan so that they may be taught not to blaspheme. Paul is speaking to Timothy, and he gives this salutation about the eternal King, about the great God of the universe. I'm using verse 17 in a prayer that I'm writing to be used on Tuesday of this week in a public invocation that I've been asked to give. And I'll be doing that Tuesday morning and using a portion of that verse in my prayer. I don't usually write out prayers, but for this particular occasion, I have to. Matter of fact, I have to submit what I'm going to pray before I pray. And so I write that down. And using part of this verse in it. Then he says, "Timothy, my child, here is the older coming to the younger." You know, all the scriptures replete with that, that the older are to teach the younger. He says, "Timothy, my child, here's the instruction. It's keeping with these prophecies has been given so that you can strongly do what? Engage in battle." Now, I'm not reading from the New American Standard tonight. I'm reading from my wife's favorite Bible. Talked about that this morning. This is the Holman Christian Standard translation of Scripture. This is the Southern Baptist Bible. Lifeway puts out this translation. So that you can engage in battle. And if you're going to engage in spiritual warfare, you got to have two things: faith and a good or a clean, a pure conscience. Friend, we'll never raise up a generation to go into the faith battle if we don't instruct them. And if we don't challenge them about having a good conscience, a clean conscience, a clear conscience. How's your conscience? You know, your conscience can get seared. Scripture speaks of that. When it's caught, it's burned by sin and you have no more feeling. You know, you get a callus on your hand after a while and you don't feel because it's, let me tell you, conscience gets that way. God comes to you again and again and again and again. And after a little while, if you just say no and no and no and no, your conscience builds up a callus on it where you don't hear the Spirit of God. You can sit and listen to preaching, read the Word, people come to you, and your conscience is seared. But if you're going to engage in the battle, you got to have a clean conscience so you can hear the Spirit of God and be sparked in a moment, say, "That is what I need to do." And God speaks in a still, small voice. And when He speaks, your conscience is pricked. You say, "Yes, Lord." And then you have faith to engage in that. But notice, some have rejected these things. Some have rejected the faith and they've rejected a clear conscience. Therefore, they've suffered shipwreck. There are a lot of young people that are going to share tonight. And all of them have peers that grew up in church with them that are now shipwrecked in their faith. They can name them. They'd say, "You know, I know where Bill is and Joan, and I know where she is and I know where he is." They don't ever come to church. As a matter of fact, it's not they've dropped out of church, it's they've dropped into the world. and their faith has become shipwrecked. Well, we don't want that for young people. We want them to sail into the ocean of this world by faith and a good conscience. So we're endeavoring to build that in young people, and we've been doing that with some, well, they're rather unique. Some of them are, and some are old ways, but we've been doing some of that on Sunday night, because a lot of you have asked me, said, well, you know, I used to see some. Matter of fact, I had some of you ask, Pastor, is your wife backslid? She don't ever come on Sunday night. Well, that's because Liz has been teaching younger ladies on Sunday night for the last several weeks. And people say that and they smile, laugh. They know they still know where she is. But I wanted you to hear from some of these tonight. And I've jotted them down, so I've got them right here. And I'm going to call on some of them. And since I picked on my wife, she and Pam Highnote have been doing this. So, Pam, where are you? I saw you over here. Just stand up there for a minute with me. And I want you to take about 30 seconds and just quickly say what you ladies have done with young mothers on Sunday night.
Well, basically, it's called Mom to Mom, and it's on the model of Titus 2, where the older women teach the younger women. And as anything you set out to do, God's blessed me way more than I probably bless them. But hopefully just to encourage, and not that we have all the answers, but we can point them to the one that does have the answers.
All right, good. Amen. Now, are these some of the ladies that are here around you? Give me one or two that's going to just... give me a good word about, did you learn anything out of your Sunday nights with moms?
It was wonderful. First of all, as a working mom, it provided me with an opportunity to attend, because a lot of the mothers' day outs and different things like that were always during the week, and so I was never able to attend. So this gave me a chance to be able to go on Sunday nights. And it also, you know, I learned so much. They were so transparent and real with us, and I can honestly say I'm a better wife and a better mother because of it. And it also gave me things each week that I was able to take back and share with friends of mine in the workplace and encourage them. And I also have some that want to come back with me in the fall.
Amen. Now, I've heard hallway talk is y'all talked about your men in there some.
Just a little, but only in the nicest sense.
Only in the nicest sense. Yeah, you go to hell for lying just like you will stealing, I guarantee you. That's the way that works. So, hey, any other ladies that wanted to share? You got one more over here. I just have time for one or two because I got seven or eight groups, but this will be good. John, you may have to help me. Where'd John go? You may have to help me run around. Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to thank the Lord for Mom to Mom group for a totally different reason. I came into Mom to Mom when I was still pregnant with our first, and I didn't have a clue what was going on. That was why I came to Mom to Mom, because I wanted help. But... during that time, my son was born, and he was born with a lot of problems. Sorry. Anyway, he was in the NICU for the first 25 days of his life, and the doctors said they didn't know if he would ever go home. And during that time, the ladies in this group were very, very helpful, just rallying around us and praying for us and really being an encouragement. And tonight, Elijah's in the nursery.
Yeah, amen. I met that little fellow the other day. Yeah, what a good word, good word. Well, we're going to continue. Where'd she go, Pam? In the fall, we're going to do that again, and Mom to Mom. And Carol Dunn taught in there one night, didn't she? Yeah.
And Susan Pearson.
And Susan Pearson also helped us in there. So those ladies... we're kind of the facilitators and encouragers of young mothers in that group. And then right here in front of them, Christy, stand up and tell us what Chosen is.
Chosen is our high school girls. We just wanted to section them off from boys mainly, because that's a whole distraction in itself.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen. I'm just being truth here, you know.
That's why we don't have a men's carriage house. That's the reason we do.
That's right. So when we eliminated the distraction and they could totally focus on God, our whole theme is to let them know they were chosen, that they're worthy, and that they're called to live in a higher standard. And so we just dive into the Bible each week and just encourage each other. And we're trying to make disciples and not just baby Christians that we send off to college. We want strong girls that are going to, you know, come back and lead our girls one day. That's my main motivation.
Amen.
Is my child. I want them to come back and teach her. So y'all remember that.
Now, you've had a banquet a year or two. this mm-hmm. chosen band. Tell us just a quick word about that. That's such a...
The Purity Ball?
Yeah, I've been to that once or twice. It's just a great thing. Tell them about the Purity Ball.
The Purity Ball. The Purity Ball is a father-daughter ball, and we took actually a couple years to plan it, and then we've only done it, been able to do it for 2 years running, and so far it's been a huge success, and just a time, a night for, number one, for the girls to get to bond with their daddies. Teenage girls, you may be surprised, don't take much time just to hang out with their dads. And with both their busy lives, it's just a night we set aside, put them in monkey suits and formal dresses, and they come and we do a whole, very ceremonial type thing where they sign their true love waits cards, where they promise to save themselves sexually for their future mate. And their dads actually sign a covenant at that banquet where they say they are going to be an example of the man that their daughter should look for, and they're going to be the leader of their household. So it kind of challenges dads when they come and gets them to also put on their dancing shoes, and their daughters need to see them in that light as well sometimes. So that's always such a blessed night, best night of our ministry by far.
Amen. It's good. Now, you got two or three of these ladies going to share something with us. Just pick them out and let them give us a good word. I want to know what you've learned and how you were blessed through Chosen. Yeah, it'd be best for you to stand. Yeah.
A
little microphone etiquette. If you've ever asked to do this, you put the mic right under your chin. Don't put it in front of your face because people can't see your lips. You put it right here under your chin, and that way they can hear you and they can see you too. Amen. Go right ahead now. I'm just teaching a little as we go along. That's good. You did it perfect. I'd have rebuked you if you'd have done it wrong. So that's good. Go ahead.
I've been in Chosen since I was in ninth grade. I'm now a senior this year, and I've loved it so much, and this year one of the things I learned that we can come and we can study the Bible as much as we want, and we can learn about God and how we are in comparison to Him and Christ and what He did, but if we don't respond to it, it doesn't mean anything. All it is another class, more words and that we need to memorize for some test or something, but unless we respond and live by it, it then will change our lives. Otherwise, it's just more words on a page.
Good word. One or two others. Who you got, Chris? You got some line? All right. Taylor, help.
Okay.
Stand up for me, darling.
Chosen has been my lifeboat throughout my high school, and it has helped me face the struggles and challenges that all Christian girls face. I also learned how to witness to people, not just saved ones and Christians, but also lost people. And without Chosen, I never would have done that. Chosen has also encouraged me to read my Bible daily, and with that, I've learned, I've gained knowledge, and I've gained wisdom. Jesus has also given me a sort of peace to always know that everything is going to be okay. He has taught me to put my fears aside, like speaking in front of a lot of people, and just to leave it up to Him, and He's also given me the strength to step up and be a leader in Chosen, and being a senior, he calls for that, especially for the younger ones here. And I'm so blessed to be where I am now, and God never ceases to amaze me every day.
Amen. Good word. You got one more?
Okay.
All right, Anna, where'd you go? Stand right up there, Anna, and tell them something.
Chosen for me has just been the feeling of accountability that our leaders give us, like when they see us on Sundays or Wednesday nights, they're like, oh, are you going to be at Chosen Sunday night? Just the feeling of somebody caring and wanting to be there, and just a mentor in a biblical sense is something really great to have.
Amen. Good word. Thank you. All right, where are my guys over there? Jeremy, where's your crew? You over here? All right, step down here and tell me what you do with, man, we really got them divided tonight, hadn't we? That's good. Yeah, man, there's wisdom in this. That's good.
That's right, yes, sir.
All right, guys, what do we call these guys?
Transformed. It's
transformed.
The guys.
All
yes,
right.
Sir.
And Lord, they need to be changed.
That's true. Right.
These are high school boys.
High school guys, 9th through 12th grade. We started out a little while back, and we decided we would just kind of try it like the girls had done it. They started the discipleship groups before we had, and what we learned quickly is that you doing discipleship with guys is not just like it is with girls. You got to go about it differently. So we kind of did some trial and error, made some mistakes, and figured things out. And we decided there's a few things you need. One thing you need is food. It's a pretty important thing with guys. And so instead of just meeting in one group, we spread out in different houses around the city. And it's been a great thing. We have some great guy leaders. Christy and her ladies do an awesome job. We've got some great men who lead out. And
who are those men? Who've been leading out?
Joel McDonald helps us over here. Then we've got Brandon Henry right here. Steve Townley's around here somewhere. He also leads. And Mike Bodie. And let's see. Who else am I missing? John Davey. And
is Ray Bowles
Heath Kelly. Yes. No, Ray Bowles not with us. He's with the older guys.
He was the college group, isn't he?
Yeah. All right. Yep. Heath Kelly also.
There he is back over here with the old guy, the bald-headed guy. He's with old people. That's good. Amen.
But they all do a great job. And it's been good. There's smaller groups that meet. And it's been really good for close accountability and discipleship.
Hey, you got one or two of them going to give us a good word?
Sure, I bet we
all
can
right,
do that.
Good. Step back there.
All right, I'll get you right here, Trent.
My name is Trent King. I didn't really know what Transformed was. I joined it this year. I was kind of talked into it by some of my youth group leaders. And the one thing that we've really kind of stressed is boldly professing your faith and stepping out and doing stuff out of your comfort zone. And at my school, I am a FCA leader. It's a Christian group. And that really just helps me outreach to people, help me go out and tell people to bring them into FCA and really just to kind of witness to them. It's really just helped me to step out and be bold in my faith. And the fellowship is awesome. Like, I've grown so close to these guys. It is just awesome. These are friends that 30 years down the road, I'm going to still be talking to him on Facebook or whatever it is going to be. So, that's kind
of. Amen. Good. You got another one in there to help me, Jeremy? Stand up. Tell us who you are and speak out to them.
I'm Brian Ricksecker. I'm a senior at Pace. Transformed has been really awesome. I'm over at the Townley's house. See you over there, Mr. Steve. It's been quite a blessing. I'm fairly new in the church, maybe about 2 years or so. And so to get in a group, it's three teenage guys, and then we've actually got Mr. Townley and Miss Tyner's husband. So we've got two leaders and three students, and so it's a really good group for a lot of teaching to be done, a lot of accountability. That's probably the best thing about that is just you can't just do what you want kind of thing. I mean, you've got guys there that are going to be there for you with whatever you need. And, obviously just the knowledge and the learning and how to step out. And like Trent said, the boldly professing, that's been a really big thing. It's just the don't be afraid, step out and live the Christ-like life that we are called to live.
Amen. I hope you're hearing a theme. Taylor spoke to it over here, and both these last two guys have spoken about going public with your faith. Going public. That helps some of the adults in this room. And why don't, I'm telling you, if we had a close-knit group of accountability like they're finding in Sunday night, I'm telling you, it pushes you out where you then go public with your faith in a multitude of ways. Kelly, have you got a 2-7 group here? Is that all right? Let's talk about that. Good deal. Did we get somebody else off the hook?
We did.
All right. Were they glad or they really want a microphone?
Okay,
well. All right. Good deal. All right. Kelly Seiler, tell us about your 2-7 group you got going.
Okay. 2-7 is based on Colossians 2:7, which is rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith as you were taught, and abounding with thankfulness. And so the 2-7 group is built on Christ as the center of our lives. It has four spokes in the wheel that you're usually looking at is Bible study, prayer, evangelism, and fellowship. And again, the same type things. For me, it revolutionized my life in 2005 to really get serious about that daily quiet time. That the life is going to have storms all the time, and if we're not rooted in Christ, we're going to fall right over. So that's a big part of it's a small group. Typically no more than 10 ladies are in that group. And you just get together, you have Bible study, there's homework every week. It's a 13-week journey is basically what we do.
Good.
So,
got any more? Give us a good word about it.
I have two victims right
all
here.
All right, good deal. Let's hear from those victims very quickly. Amen.
Peterson. I was in a class, and it was phenomenal. It was life-changing. It taught me the importance of having a quality, quiet time with the Lord every single day. And as believers, He really wants to meet with us. He loves us, and He wants to spend time with us every day. And it's a privilege. I don't look at it as a duty. It's a privilege. You know,
amen.
To meet with the Creator of the universe is just incredible.
Wow.
And He taught me so much, specifically on prayer. You know, it's so easy to send our requests up, but we need to wait and listen to hear from Him.
Amen.
and ask Him. Maybe we're asking for the wrong things, and so we need to get some clarification on that as well. And then also I learned the importance of Scripture, memorizing Scripture, so that the Lord will speak to us through His Word. And again, just to get in the Word and not just read it like a novel, but truly study His Word.
Well, let's have a test. Have you memorized any Scripture?
I have.
Well, just pick one and give it to us.
Okay. I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me, like stand up right now in front of you. Because this is terrifying.
All right, good. Yes, number one fear in the world, speaking in public.
It is. Yeah.
It really
is.
Yeah.
Well
done.
And I want to thank Kelly Seiler because she, you know, we couldn't have had a class without an awesome facilitator.
I understand. Yeah. Good. So. Amen. One other?
I'm a Mr. Golden, and I was in the 2-7 class, and I pretty much got out of it what Susan did. I read the Bible every morning. But I would also just try to read as much as I could, not really take much of it with me. So we learned to journal and really maybe focus on just one or two verses each morning.
Learned to journal.
Journal.
And so you write down every morning.
I would pick one verse that really spoke to me because God was just really speaking to me every morning.
Hmm.
And I would write that verse down and a few thoughts about it and just carry it with me throughout the day. And it just really brought me a lot closer to God and a lot stronger in my faith.
Amen. Good word. I don't know if you heard the testimony was, it's a joy to meet with the Creator of the universe. I'm here to tell you, I've had some pretty important meetings, but that's pretty important meeting. And you meet with Him every day. What a good word. Eric, you got college guys back here, I think, hadn't you? This word, Mr. Ray Bowl comes in. I'm sorry, I missed it. Here, share with us quickly what you do with these college guys.
Absolutely. We have what's called life groups, and so basically we're taking God's Word and fleshing it out in day-to-day life.
Hang on just a minute. John, who are you texting there? Son?
He's telling me what to say.
Are you taking notes? Well, he's got his Bible out reading. Okay, that's good. Go right ahead. I was just checking on my deacon down here to make sure he's doing that. Go ahead, Eric. I'm sorry.
That's
John,
okay.
And I'm messing with you a little bit.
That's all right. I appreciate John. So basically what I've tasked our leaders this year for our life groups is this, that one, that we begin to grow in our understanding of God's Word, which is huge, obviously, in small groups. But secondly, that we begin to share Jesus with day-to-day people, whether it be our work or our classes or our neighborhood, what have you. And then third, who are we inviting back to the small groups? Because it's one thing just to go and grow in your knowledge. It's another thing to go and live that out. Because we believe that life is ministry. So wherever you are, that's your ministry. And so that's been our focus, and we've had a good time. They've covered various topics, anything from the book of Acts to evangelism, covenants, understanding more of the Old Testament. The list goes on. I mean, it's just been phenomenal.
How many groups you got?
Let's see, 1, 2, 3. I think we have 4 or 5 going on this semester.
All right.
Yeah.
Good
so it's
deal.
Been good.
Amen.
And I've got several guys.
You got one or two of these guys going to share with us?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Mike, I'll let you go ahead and start.
My name is Michael Lawless, and I've been going to a group with David Raybould, and we've covered a few things. We went through the Returning to Holiness book, which was fun.
Man, he's lied right there. Yeah. I mean, all of us read that book, and it wasn't fun. I'm just there to tell you.
That was a joke.
You must have been a good man if you had fun reading that book.
No, yeah, it was. It was difficult.
It's a great read.
But one of the biggest things I learned through that study was just that accountability is so important, because I'm not really the kind of guy who likes to open up and share with people about, you know, my struggles and things that I deal with. But just being in a group with such a small amount of guys, and you hear them open up and share their sins and share what they struggle with, and they're, you know, they're willing to help you through that, then you should be willing to do the same thing. So
amen.
It was just really encouraging.
Good work. Amen. That's got Wes going to say something in front of him. I remember him.
So basically I've got kind of a rough past. I've had difficulty when I was a kid of making friends. And some of the guys in this row right here, I've known for most of my life. And I kind of struggled coming back. I ended up leaving Olive for about 5 years, and I came back. And I found this group of guys right here. And we went through the book, Returning to Holiness. And I found out that these guys accepted me back again because I changed. I had repented, basically, and found God and started getting in the Word every day. And it's just been a great blessing. And now that we've gone through Returning to Holiness, I've found that I can tell these guys anything I need to tell them. And they've kept me accountable. No matter what, if I'm starting to mess up, if I'm starting to just do something wrong, they will call me out in an instant, and I'll do the same to them. And it's been a real blessing to do that. And now we're going through Acts, and it's really cool. I forgot where I was going with this. but we're going through Acts, and just like they were talking about being bold in sharing your faith, we were talking about how we would go to school, and we were thinking, how many of our classmates actually know that we're Christians? And because we only see them a couple times a week and we don't really talk in class, there's not really any kind of socializing that goes on. That was the biggest question. So it's been hard to change that part in our lives and to really push for God and show Him, not just in our quiet time, but show Him outwardly in our daily walk with God.
Good deal, Wes. Thank you, man. All right. Anybody else you got? Now, this is different in your group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in both groups, we always say there's girls coming, so they all show up.
Ah. So it's the old bait and switch deal there, huh? Yeah. So we'll go. So, Ava, you've got, are these college age? College ladies. Somebody get that mic down to Ava. I want you to give us just a quick word about what you do there with these girls.
Hi, I'm Ava Sturgeon, and I have about 14 college girls have come to my house every Tuesday night. We're on Tuesdays for a solid year. And I just opened my house up and said, we just want to study the Word. Christy, we're not talking about boys, so you're doing a good job over there. It's not about the boys so much or the friends. It's just they want to know who their God is. And they're wanting to know about the Holy Spirit. So we did Francis Chan's Forgotten God and just went forever. It took us forever, which is a good thing, to go through it. This semester, we went through Philippians, and we didn't finish. And we went, I think, 15 weeks and got to the third chapter. And these ladies just want to pore over every verse. And I'm telling you, they really kicked it in for me. I have never studied so hard as to be ready for them to come. And they share. They love the Lord. We have multi-denominations, which surprised me because I had my plans. You know, these were mature Christian Baptist girls who were raised in the church. So it's going to be nice and cozy. And the first night we had a Catholic, two Assemblies of God, an atheist, and some Methodist girls, and we sat around and just praised God, because, you know, well, the atheist girl got saved, so we'll all be in heaven, so yay, so it'll work. So we have had actually two salvations through this. Amen. But they just love the Lord, so we just hang out, and I would just encourage you, if you just have a house and a box of brownies, that's all it takes, and a love. Just love the kids. You don't have to be cool or funny or, you know, on Facebook even. Just love them, and they will just come. They want to know the Lord and know that we love them.
Amen. You got one or two that share a quick word with us?
Hi, my name is Christina. I went to the life group Philippians, and it really helped my walk with Christ and how it just grew me more spiritually, and it just made a hunger for the Word.
Amen. Good word. Got one more to share with us? Down here on the end? Good.
My name is C.S. Summerlin, and I really thank you, Miss Ava, for opening up your home. It has just been a tremendous. I feel like I've grown so much. It's crazy. I was born with a brain tumor that caused seizures, and by the grace of God, we were able to go to Australia and get it removed. And so some of the stuff that I would have learned growing up, it just didn't stick with me. And so thankfully, like, I've just been able to grow spiritually and mature my faith through this Bible study. And I just am very, very fortunate for you know, life to have, be able to, you know, go to school and live out my faith and be bold about it and really speak up. So.
Thank you, Sarah. I've prayed for you since you was a little girl.
You did, and I'm very thankful that you did.
Amen. You've been blessed. What a good word that you shared with us. You're catching up from things that should have been in your past.
Yes, sir. Actually, I'm still in high school.
Yeah.
And I graduated in 2007 with a special diploma, and I'm going back to get a regular diploma so I can go to a university.
Amen.
And the school I'm going to, there's a bunch of things that they're not doing.
I understand. Give me a hug here before you sit down, girl. Amen. Yeah. And we got one more going to share with us.
Hi, my name is Kat. And,
what's it say on your shirt? Zealous A2.
Zealous A2.
What does that mean?
That is part of the Zealous Tour that was at Gulfreach Chapel. Yes. And
that's not like a new book of the Bible.
No, it's based on Zechariah 8:2.
Okay,
where God
I got
says,
you
I am
now.
Zealous right, for Zion good. With a great zeal. Anyway, this has nothing to do with the group.
I didn't know what Ava was teaching down there. I thought we was in the Apocrypha or something here. We had shirt on with another verse. Go ahead,
Philippians,
I'm sorry.
Philippians is, I have to say, my favorite book of the Bible, or one of them. And just a few verses I wanted to share. Verse 121, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. And I know that we throw that verse around a lot, but I mean, that really reflects my life right now, because this is all that matters to me right now. This is everything right now. I mean, I think about things that I used to in high school, and they just don't mean that much to me anymore. Mm-hmm. And also, 3:10. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead.
Amen.
And it's just, and this group has really helped me just be encouraged. It's just encouraging to see them grow and helping me grow and praying for each other. And it's really helping me be bolder for my faith and sharing with my lost friends.
Amen. Well done. Thank you. All right. Yeah, give her a good hand. Now, I got two more groups and we're done. Where are my middle school guys and my middle school girls? I want all of you to stand. All right. Who are that? Who's back in the back? Is that the middle school girls or the guys all together? Both of them together? I just ran off from you, didn't I? All right. Y'all stand up. I want all my middle schoolers to stand up. All right. Been in these groups. Okay. And just a minute, we're going to hear from them. The Reesers help us with middle school guys and middle school girls. And we're grateful for them. I joke a lot. It's just one of the toughest groups in the world to talk with and encourage. But there's a lot of truth to that. Because they're walking through so many things in their life in transition. But thank you for what you're doing. Well, middle school guys and girls. Let's let ladies go first. And so, Kelly, share with us and speak in English, please.
Yes.
Okay, that would be good. I know. All right.
All right. Our middle school girls Bible study is called HIS. It's an acronym for He is Sufficient, based on 2 Corinthians 3:5. And in the fall, we actually began, Miss Christie, thank you guys for the example that you've set. It basically started because over the summer, some of the girls said, we want it chosen for us. We want it chosen for the middle school girls. We started in the fall. We began reading a book called One Girl Can Change the World. And the premise of that book was that we were each created uniquely. And it is such a transformative time, those middle school years. And so if we can just really focus on who it is that God has created us to be and what the specific gifts and talents that he's given us are unique and special, and that we need to use them to glorify him. So that was the first semester of our existence. We did that. And then this past spring, we've been studying in the book of James, just the practical wisdom from the book of James. So I do have a couple girls that want to share.
Sure. James. Right. I call it the gospel in blue jeans. It's really, really right where we live. So it's good stuff. Amen. I'll have a couple of girls share with us right quick.
I'm Anna Colley, and I'm in 6th
grade. I know you.
Yeah.
Because you mess with me.
Yeah.
out of one of my sermons the other day and got me in trouble with your mom. All right, Anna, go ahead. I'll leave you alone now.
I learned that even though I'm just one person, that I can change the world. And through God, I can, like, pursue my dreams and become a neonatologist.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Good word. Who else you got?
I'm Madison.
I'm Madison.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Are you nervous?
A little bit.
You're good. Share your heart with this crowd.
His was an encourager, a supporter, and like a comfort zone in the busy lives of a teenage girl's life. We all had a special bond and like a close relationship, so we know everyone was like, could help us through it, and then we knew everyone was praying for us.
Amen. Good, good. Well done. You girls can be seated. You guys keep standing. Kelly, I need to ask you, this has nothing to do with our program tonight, but everybody wants to know how Chris came to get a haircut. And I have never asked him, but I'm asking you. Do you know?
It was not my choice. I liked the long hair.
Did you?
I did.
Yeah.
I liked the curls. But it was time.
Okay.
And he knew it. And about 2 hours after it was gone, I was okay with it. So.
Yeah. Good. Hey, I'm telling you, it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And we messed with him a little bit, but I've never had that serious conversation. But it's a big step. I mean, a lot of people talked about that, and I knew that was, so I didn't know if we need to have family counseling here or anything.
We're all good times.
Amen. I asked her about just speaking English because she's got this degree in international business, and so that's why I do that with her. Man, she's, this is, you just like really married way over your head. Do you know what I mean?
Amen. Amen.
But people tell me all the time, I outpunted my coverage. You really did, son. I'm just telling you. Share with us about these guys a little bit, Chris.
All right, these are our middle school guys, and our Bible study is called BAM. And
what B-A-M.
BAM? BAM. B-A-man. Be a man. All right.
And be a man.
We started in the fall. It's out of 1 Corinthians 13:11. I'll let some of these guys share with you what that verse was or is. It started in the fall. We did it once a month. And because, as Jeremy said, guys learn differently from girls. And a lot of times when you hand these guys a book, they're what do I do with this, you know? And it's, well, you need to read this, but there's a difference. So what we would do is meet once a month, and we would have an activity that we would kind of hype up. And whether it's exploding something or building something or doing something where they were almost looking forward to doing this, but then there was a spiritual implication there. And then we would give them a truth, and then from there we would give them homework. But we didn't call it homework because nobody likes homework. All right, they get that all the time. And we didn't. We called them dares. There were dares, double dares, triple dares, triple dog dares, those kind of things where you do. And what they were is, first they were personal. Like the dares were very personal, something they did. So they had these dares they have to do. And they spent time doing something personal. They had double dares. They had something that they did public. Something they did. They didn't have to give their testimony yet. They just have to do something public, whether it's just pray at their table or they wear a shirt, something they carry their Bible with them. It's something public that says, I am a Christian. And then they had something to do that was persuasive, and that was sharing your testimony. That was inviting someone to church, inviting someone to D-Now, begin to move, put feet to their faith, and begin to persuade someone. And so we had these dares, and so, of course, when you did them, you got to have points. You got to have man points.
Amen.
All right? You got man points, you got man cards. All right? When you get man cards, that's when we built them wallets. And because every guy here probably has a wallet. They're sitting, you know, they got to have a wallet. All right? So we also built wallets, and they had wallets. And so that was something that we did in the fall. And then in the spring, we've met every week. And it was just more of an accountability of keeping the guys, keeping them here. And we would do activities. We had guys, Mr. Chuck down there. There he is. He's helped, but many others that have helped, Mr. Eddie Bledsoe, the college guys have helped, Sean Cooper's helped, Drew Bilbrey's helped. There's a lot of guys who have spent their time with these guys and other guys that were here to just build them up, because a lot of it, once again, was out of the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which talked mostly on love. And for the love that we had for one another during these activities, we we then built these guys up and how they loved one another through it all. It was a good experience.
Amen. Have one or two of them share with us quick. I want to hear that verse, 1 Corinthians 13:11.
I'm Sarah Wark. I'm in the seventh grade, and what we've learned is that 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I reasoned like a child, I thought like a child. But when I became a man, I put childish things behind me. And what that's spoken to me is that we can all have fun. We can sometimes act like children, but when it comes down to it, we all have to man up and be mature and make sure we are leading the people that are trying to follow.
Sunday boy. I like any time a seventh grader says, man up. Amen.
My name's Paul Vincent. I've been going to this church since I was born. I'm in seventh grade, and a lot of things have really spoken to me through this church, but this Bible study is definitely the most. Just every person and stuff. I mean, things that we did, flamethrowers, frisbee. But most of all, just the messages that Chris showed us. He really taught us how to lead, what to lead futurely in our future families that most of us would have, to get into our Bibles every day and to pray every day and to be in the Word of God and to be with God and just to study that. And a lot of things throughout the Bible study, it's probably been one of the most fun things I've ever done at this church besides camp. It was pretty fun getting hit in the face with a frisbee, but just learning about all the things that I really didn't know and going through a lot of books. I remember going through James was probably my favorite book that we went through. And the verse that means a lot to me and the whole wallets and the man cards. I've got a couple of those. Those are cool.
Amen. Chris, I'll let you hang on to that microphone. Give those guys a good hand, wouldn't you? Amen. So you see the goal, Brother Danny, we ought to get some man cards for the deacons. I think that'd be pretty good. Amen. So that you may engage in battle by faith and a good conscience, and that your faith not be shipwrecked. That's what we're trying to do on these Sundays and Tuesdays and other times that these groups get together. With moms, young mothers, high school, young men and women, middle school and college age. And we're just trying to build faith and a good conscience so that they go public with a strong word from the Father. Not to be shipwrecked. Now, here's what I want you to think with me about, and then we're done. You know somebody who's shipwrecked. They've run ashore. They've run aground in their faith. You need to go put your arm around them. And you need to invite them home to the family of faith. We all know somebody like that. We all reach a loss, but I'm telling you, we've all got people we've got to reach out to that are shipwrecked. So I want to encourage you to do that, and we're going to pray for those people, and we're going to pray for them outside. So here's what I want to ask you to do. I want to ask you to go with me, to rise, to walk out this door, hang a left, and we're going to walk out and dedicate this new facility, parking area, and all that we've done, and then in about 5 minutes, we'll be done. So rise and follow the shepherd, and we'll go this way. Amen.